Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We've talked about stuff like this before, but this one's a little bit different. And as I said, DJ found this one this morning that in the last couple of days, students at Winslow Elementary number 3 have missed field day. Now, field day apparently is the biggest day of the year, says this one mom who's outraged, where kids spend the day outside playing games, eating soft pretzels and water ice. Boy, she took a shot at the school. It's the only day they look forward to. This mom has 3 kids in the school. She's the school's Parents Association president. And she's outraged because kids who are behind on their lunch fees were not allowed to participate in extracurriculars. Now, you know how I feel about, look, you could have deadbeat parents. You got to try to turn the pressure up on them. Whatever we have to do to shake it loose, money, when they're not on the free or reduced lunch program, they just won't pay it. Okay, can't shame the kid at lunch. That's ridiculous. But what about pressure through extracurricular activities? Now, admittedly, the field day, that's pretty tough. Everybody else is outside and you're in school. The district has a $55,000 tab, and this is not a huge affluent district, for unpaid lunch fees. That's what the superintendent says. This year, they said they're not going to be the ones eating that cost. They're just not going to do it. So last week, about a dozen students were called down to the main office to be told they couldn't participate in field day because of the debt on their accounts. Now, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have brought the kid down. I'm not holding the kid hostage. I would have called up the parents and demanded, you know, whatever force that you have, that they're going to have to talk with you about this and sign off on something. Otherwise, this is going to happen. I'm not bringing the kids in. Like, they're going home. I'm a hostage crying. Now, the woman that heads the PTA has raised over $500 by the end of the week. But the school officials say they can't use that to pay off the debts because which ones would they pay off? Whose debt would they pay off? And the superintendent, I like this guy's style. He takes a shot back at the mom. He says she's collecting money for households that probably make more money than she does. Wow, saying that publicly? We need to make sure there's a degree of accountability for every parent. These are from parents, 98%, they say, that can afford to pay the $2.75 daily fee. They also, now, this was a mistake on their part. I don't know in your school district. They absorbed a $40,000 debt yearly from textbooks and other materials not returned. The superintendent assures people that no kid was shamed at lunch. In other words, they get the same lunch. We keep on going forward. Anybody who wants to do that to a kid at lunch, you just have no sense of yourself. You ought to look in the mirror. But what about field day? And I think there's some graduation ceremony. And they say, we're not going to do it. These parents are going to pay up. 855-839-1210. You get in. Now, is this the same thing as lunch shaming? You know, the idea that, I got to admit, the kids sitting inside, a dozen of them. Everybody else is outside playing games and eating water ice and pretzels. That's pretty tough. Not the same thing as refusing to feed a kid or embarrassing them at lunch, though. What are you supposed to do with these parents? Now, other options, I'm not sure if this is a public matter. You tell the newspapers, we're going to print the names of the people that owe this money. Might have to talk with your lawyers on that. I don't know if that would have any impact. Schools feel they're pretty limited in what they can do here. 855-839-1210. So does this pass the test that this is not killing the kid at lunch? You just can't do that. No matter how bad the parent is, on that one, to me, you got to suck it up. That is ghastly to be doing any of the lunch stuff. But something like this, and how about the superintendent saying to this mama who's attacking them, those households probably make more than your household. And yet they're just not paying. They're just not going to do it. All right, let's go to Tom in Garnet Valley. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Good. So let me get this straight. So the free lunch program is costing money. Is that right?
No. Well, no. These are people that don't. Yeah, I got you. They don't get free or reduced lunch. It's only a couple of them that didn't fill out the paperwork. These are people that can't afford to pay.
So I guess you could send them a notice ahead of time and say, look, here's
they
here's
do.
The issue.
No, they do.
They're oh,
just,
they do?
Yeah, they're
okay.
Just not. They're just, they ignore it. They're just not going to do it.
Oh, boy. I mean, in that situation, and isn't the school, don't they have enough funds to cover them? I mean, I don't understand why you'd have to have, you know, kids inside looking.
Well,
at the other kids.
But
that's
okay, I hear you, but you got $55,000 tab every year, $40,000. This isn't an affluent school district and school books
right.
that people don't return or do anything about. You got to force these people to pay. Other people pay.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, could it be done through school tax or something like that? That, you know, could tie it to their house, or I don't know if some of these are homeowners or not.
Right.
If they're, I would assume not if they don't have enough money.
Oh, so you're saying the township should have to put an extra I don't know that
yes.
that's effective. So you just would say you can't do anything to the kid.
I kind of agree with that because, you know, I'm not a big fan of coddling kids. I mean, I raised four of them. I
right.
was pretty tough on them. You know, my daughter, you know, and I were similar personnel, so we butted heads. She always said, that's not fair. And I'm like, well, fair's got nothing to do with it. And I hate having to put kids in public situations.
Well, I hear you. Thanks. And I am adamant, Tom, thanks for the call, about doing it at lunch. But, you know, now maybe the opportunity should happen earlier in the year with something where the kid doesn't get to participate. I know we're still doing it to the kid, but I'm stunned by this superintendent who even goes after the PTA woman who's raising money and saying, well, what are we going to do with that? Whose account are we going to pay? She attacks the school. He says they're probably making more than your household. Why are we paying for these people? They obviously can pay. They're choosing not to do it. And, you know, one of my mottos, if you're shameless, you can get away with a lot of stuff. You just keep on marching forward. Is this too much, though? This was still putting pressure on the parent through the kid. And I wonder, I'd love to, maybe we'll get him on, Bill. I'd love to know how many parents paid up after this pressure or with the pressure looming. 855-839-1210. What would you want done? And if you're in your school district, if you're like most, they're usually in arrears, some number like the 55,000 we're talking about.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.